Welcome to the Break of Dawn. It's been a while. I've took a break for quite some time, but I'm back. God kept nudging me to get back to this because I really enjoy it, and I really hope you're listening in a space that God will feed you. And one of the things that came for me, and I think for a lot of people, is during this time that we're walking through, is hope and encouragement. So I just want to share some scripture about hope and encouragement. So I have about 50, so I'll probably do half and then I'll do another half another day, because I don't want to keep you too long, but I want you to feed your soul before you start your day, because that's what we're supposed to do, is spend time with the Lord, really be in His Word, and soak it into our soul and our mind, so that when we walk through our day, we know that God is with us. All right, so the first one is Isaiah 41:10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And then we have Psalm 118:14-16. The Lord is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. Shouts of joy and victory resound in the tents of the righteous. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. The Lord's right hand is lifted high. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. 2 Timothy 1:7. For the Spirit God gave us For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. According to John 16:33, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. According to John 14:27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. According to Colossians 3:15, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful. And according to Psalm 46:11, the Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Deuteronomy 31:6, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Psalm 27:1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Thessalonians 3:13. May He strengthen your hearts so that you will be blameless and holy in the presence of our God and Father when our Lord Jesus comes with all His holy ones. 1 Corinthians 16:13. Be on your guard. Stand firm in the faith. Be courageous. Be strong. Proverbs 28:1. The wicked flee, though no one pursues, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. 2 Chronicles 32:7. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of the king of Assyria and the vast army with him, for there is a greater power with us than with him. Proverbs 3:5-6. This is my life verse. Life verses. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will direct your path. Psalm 31:24. Be strong and take heart, all you who hope in the Lord. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through him who gives me strength. 1 Corinthians 10:13. No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. Psalm 112:7. They will have no fear of bad news. Their hearts are steadfast, trusting in the Lord. 1 Chronicles 22:13. Then you will have success if you are careful to observe the decrees and laws that the Lord gave Moses for Israel. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged. Isaiah 12:2. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord himself is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. 1 Chronicles 28:20. David also said to Solomon, his son, be strong and courageous and do the work. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord God, my God, is with you. He will not fail you or forsake you until all the work for the service of the temple of the Lord is finished. Philippians 1:28. Without being frightened in any way by those who oppose you, this is a sign to them that they will be destroyed, but that you will be saved, and that by God. Psalm 16:8. I keep my eyes always on the Lord. With him at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Psalm 27:12-14. Do not turn me over to the desire of my foes, for false witnesses rise up against me, spouting malicious accusations. I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. Ephesians 6:10-18. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand with your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all of this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. And I'm going to end with this one. 2 Corinthians 4:16-18. Therefore, do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. And I'm going to end there as far as the scripture. And I just want to share with you, if any of those scriptures really just touched you when you heard it, write it down. Grab your Bible and write it down, and then just pray on it all day and see where God has you dig in further, because he will show you things in scripture. You know, just reading it is a wonderful thing, But if you really spend time contemplating it and really, you know, looking up the words, even though you might know the meaning of the word, if you look under biblical meaning, because it could mean a totally different thing. And so I'm just encouraging you to do that. And I thank you so much for joining the Break of Dawn. And I'm committed to doing this once a week. And I apologize. I just took some time and had some health issues, and now I'm better and just was just thankful that God is so gracious and so good, and he just loves each and every one of us. Just always remember that. No matter what you're walking through, he is there for you. Have an amazing and blessed day, and I will talk to you soon. Bye.